Amen. Please be seated. If you have your Bible with you this morning, I invite you to join me in the Gospel of John, chapter 10. We're going to be looking this morning at verses 1 through 10 as we continue in our seven-week series considering Jesus's I am statements, each of which is recorded in the Gospel of John. As Kyle mentioned, we've considered I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, and today we consider I am the gate. I'll begin reading now in John chapter 10 and verse 1. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Please pray with me. Lord God, we are so thankful to be gathered here in this space today. We are so thankful for your presence here with us. It is our prayer that all that we offer to you in the midst of this service today, through our songs and through our prayers and through our offering of ourselves to you in worship, would bring you the glory that you deserve. We're so very thankful, Jesus, for the gift of Scripture. We're especially thankful for the way in which you reveal yourself to us through the stories of the Gospels and through the statements of self-revelation that you make to all who would choose to listen. And so in these next few minutes, as we focus upon the Gospel of John chapter 10, I ask that you give each of us eyes to see just what you want us to see. Give us hearts that are soft and ready to receive whatever you choose to reveal. And give us conviction that's strong, so we can apply what we see and understand to the way we live every day. I pray all of these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to be talking about sheep and shepherds for the next couple weeks. We have the passage this week where Jesus says, "I am the gate." And in next week's passage, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." And so maybe we should spend just a few minutes talking about sheep and shepherds in first century Israel, since most of us probably wouldn't include that in our own expertise, right? It's not something we talk about every day or something we experience in our world. So let's consider together what a shepherd's job was. A shepherd's job was to care for a flock of sheep. Typically, in this day and time, a flock of sheep would be about 100 sheep. So a lot to manage for a single shepherd, but that would be their charge. That would be their responsibility. They were to feed those sheep. They were to protect those sheep. And they were to lead those sheep to all the places they needed to go. By day, this meant that they would wander to wherever food was found. This wasn't sheep locked up in a pen and you just hoist some food over to them. You would have to head out and find what the sheep needed in order to receive the nutrition required for their health. And sometimes you would leave your village and there'd be a space right there next to it, depending on the season and depending on how many flocks were in the area. So it might have been a short journey in that case, just out to that space and then back home in the evening. But other times that wandering would take them far from home, too far, in fact, to return at the end of the day. But that was the responsibility of a shepherd, to make sure they found the food that they needed. By night, the sheep would be led into one of two types of enclosures. One was a permanent enclosure or pen. This would be right there in the village, probably right among their homes. And often these enclosures that were permanent were large enough that multiple shepherds would share them. And so multiple flocks would be inside one of these permanent enclosures at night. And that's the significance of Jesus talking about sheep knowing a shepherd's voice. We're going to talk more about that next week when we talk about the Good Shepherd. But that's the idea, is all of these sheep together, multiple flocks, and yet when that single shepherd stands at the gate and calls with his voice, the ones that belong to that shepherd know the voice and follow. So if the shepherd is near to home and evening comes, they will bring the sheep home into that permanent enclosure. But if they've wandered far that day and they are away from the village, they'll use what's called a wilderness enclosure. A wilderness enclosure was typically circular. It was built out of waist-high stones, and it gave a chance for protection to be experienced even far away from home. I want you to keep that imagery in mind because we're going to come back to it in a moment. But you know that Jesus isn't really talking to us about farming, right? You know, Jesus really isn't talking to us about how to care for our physical sheep or how to follow after a physical shepherd. Jesus is talking about our spiritual life. He's talking about these significant things about who he is and what he's come to do. And so it's important for us to recognize that there are two spiritual realities held before us specifically in verse 9 of this passage. The first of those realities is there is one gate. There is one gate. Jesus says, I am the gate. Or maybe your Bible translation says door. I am the gate. I am the door. It comes from the Greek word thura, which literally means a small door or gate. But what does it mean that Jesus stood before the people and specifically the Pharisees in this situation and said, I am the gate? Not a shepherd uses a gate, but I am the gate. In verses 1 to 5, Jesus is talking about that permanent enclosure and the fact that voices would summon someone forth. But in verses 7 to 10, we imagine a wilderness enclosure. The shepherd locates or builds the enclosure with a single entrance. And once he has ushered all of his sheep inside, he actually lays across the entrance. He becomes the gate of access for all of the sheep to be able to enter in. And Jesus is definitely talking about this. But he also becomes a gate of protection for the sheep. If any wild animal or any thief or robber wants to access the shepherd's sheep, they will have to literally cross over, cross through the shepherd who is providing this protection. I liked Kyle's illustration of the locks and keys, but no locks and keys on these wilderness enclosures, just a shepherd who stands in the way to provide access and then protection for all who enter in. And I think Jesus really wants the people he's speaking to have this kind of a picture in mind. He wants them to really understand it. Take a look at the picture up on the screen. That's a picture of one of these types of enclosures. And it's that narrow space that provides both the entrance for the sheep to enter in, but then also that space that the shepherd will guard through the night against anyone who would come to steal, to kill, or to destroy the sheep that were being cared for by this particular shepherd. When you look at the photograph, you can see that there is literally only one way into this enclosure. Sure, you could try to climb over, but they were meant to be to prohibit that. That really the only way that you could come in is through that particular entrance. And Jesus is teaching that you enter this way or you don't enter at all. It's not, well, let me see what's behind door number 2 or door number 3. There's only one door. And so you enter in through that space if you want to enter in. Also, we can see in looking at a picture like this that you are either inside or outside. There's no confusion, right? It's not, is he in or out? No, you are either in that space, protected by the shepherd, or you are outside that space, exposed to all the dangers of the world with no protection whatsoever. Jesus, in black and white fashion, is trying to help us see how significant it is that he is the gate. Jesus, in calling himself the gate, is pointing out the reality of salvation in a strikingly clear fashion. Salvation is always and only through the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus through the gate. So first of all, there is one gate. But secondly, we benefit immensely from entering through that gate. We benefit immensely from entering through that gate. And that's probably obvious by now, but I want to pick this apart just a tiny bit to show you all of the benefits that seem to come with this entrance. There are distinct benefits that we receive by entering through our Savior Jesus. Theologian and pastor James Montgomery Boyce highlights three specific benefits that I think are worth a look. By entering through the gate, first of all, we are saved. We are saved. Jesus says it point blank. He says, "Whoever enters through me will be saved." And in this case, Jesus is talking about eternal life. When he's talking about salvation, it's not always about the future. But in this line right here, he is talking about the future. He is saying, when you pass from this world, because you are saved, you will spend eternity with me in my presence. Talk about a shepherd's care, that promise of eternal life in the future that we can live each day dreaming of and looking forward to. That's the promise of salvation that Jesus mentions right here. But it's more than that. It's not just one day I'll fly away. There's something more contained in the protection that comes from this shepherd. Secondly, we are safe. We're not just saved, but we are safe. Jesus says, they will come in and go out. Not just a one-time entrance into that enclosure, coming out at the end of life, but it's an oversight through life. It's a coming and going of the sheep themselves, all the while experiencing the protection of the shepherd, the security of the shepherd's watch, not having to live in this concerned fashion because there is someone overlooking them, overseeing their life, protecting them from dangers. Verses 1 and 8 make mention of thieves and robbers. And I'm glad Jesus talks in this way because he's not pretending as if once we are under the care of the shepherd, all of life's difficulties go away, or all threat is taken out of our life, because you and I know better, don't we? We live in this world. We contend with fear. We contend with disease. We contend with heartache. All of these things are a part of life. And Jesus is not saying that once we follow after him as shepherd, that all of that is wiped away. But he is saying that we are safe in the midst of it. He is the one who is mindful of what we experience, mindful of the pain that we're absorbing. And his presence as shepherd is with us, walking us through even the darkest of the valleys that we experience as people in this world. I think of the psalmist in Psalm 121 when I look at this idea of being safe in the care of our shepherd. It was our call to worship this morning. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. We are saved. We are safe. And thirdly, we are satisfied. Jesus says, they will come in and go out and find pasture. Jesus, our shepherd, will provide all that we need. And next week, when we consider our good shepherd, when we consider the care that that shepherd provides, we're going to unpack Psalm 23 a little bit, which is one of the most beautiful pictures of this kind of provision, this kind of satisfaction that comes from the care of Jesus. The Apostle Paul spoke of it as well. In Philippians 4:19, he says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." I think that's what Jesus was talking about in verse 10, where he says, "The thieves and robbers come to steal, to kill, to destroy, but I have come that you might have life and life to the full." This is the intention of our God. And when we come under the care and protection of this shepherd, as we enter through the gates into this profound care, we know that this is where Jesus will lead us. There is one gate, Jesus Christ. We benefit tremendously by entering through him and into his care. And today, as we consider the gate, we consider the benefits of simply being a member of Jesus' flock. Next week, we will consider more carefully what it means to be loved and led by the Good Shepherd. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, we hear your teaching. And in the same way that the Pharisees were a bit baffled by the illustrations you were using, the declarations you continue to make about yourself, the metaphors that roll off of your lips, we sometimes struggle a bit with this too. Sometimes the metaphors seem a little bit mixed and we don't know how to hold all of these things together. But help us as we continue our way through these I am statements to consider each one for all of the value and insight that it brings. You are the bread of life. You are the light of the world. And Jesus, you are the gate. We've entered through you into this new life. Not just a promise of eternal life someday, but a fullness of life in the here and now that is overseen by you, by your care, by your provision, by your presence in each step of our lives. We thank you for this self-revelation. And we ask, Jesus, that you would give us the wisdom to follow after the care that you provide as our shepherd. Pray all of these things now, Jesus, in your name. Amen.